And welcome to the Disciplined Investor Podcast. This is Andrew Horowitz, and you are listening to episode 77. All right, first up today, we have Jeremy. And Jeremy, what's going on, buddy?
Well, not much. I've just been looking at my retirement account, and with the economy and kind of all the bad news that has been coming out, the bailout package, all this stuff, I'm kind of wondering what I should be doing with my IRAs and 401ks.
Well, how old are you, first of all?
I am 29.
All right. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of questions going on right now in terms of, I mean, obviously, you know, with the market swinging hundreds of points every single day, the question remains, you know, do I want to be in this environment? And I think the interesting thing is, Jeremy, I really do. I think the interesting thing is that so many people only, and, you know, me too, we only go to the doctor when it hurts, right? You know, and if everything's kind of coasting along and everything is good, we're kind of like, okay, let it just be and do its thing. And very rarely do we kind of subscribe to anything about, you know, I remember when I was a kid, remember you're a little bit younger than I am, but we had this kind of these fire drills in the house, and you would practice what room to run into and run out of and how to, you know, get out the window and the portable ladder that would go down the side of the house and all that. And, we'd have these kind of fire drills, and we don't seem to have that anymore. You know, we don't really prepare for anything because it seems that for so long everything has moved in the right direction. We got a little bit spoiled, I think. So not to berate you, that's not the point. It's more of a general discussion that I don't think many of us were really prepared for a lot of what's going on right now. You know, the depth and the speed of how fast things have gone kind of downhill. I think that, you know, not trying to be a Susie Orman here, but in terms of the 401k, which you don't have the availability of hedging in a 401k. You don't have the availability of really doing anything more than either investing or not investing, right?